チネスピリッツきらめくバディと古代の未来もどんな場所でも奇跡の絆勇者の力。
Welcome back!
Bromp!
Hey Bill, where's our chat?
Okay.
Bill's bringing the chat.
Buzz, buzz. Who'd I get a buzz, buzz? Betcha it's
there,
the
I have
thing
room
saying
again.
It's open. Yep, there. It's thing saying that we live.
It's not my max and relaxing chair, but I can kind of relax.
You can max and relax and we wouldn't move to the garage.
I mean, I could bring the egg chair out there, I guess.
Well, it's going to be more room out there.
Sinuses.
On the plus side.
What are your plans today? I'm hoping that I have no plans today, Shane. It's miserable outside. And I'm going to be like, cool, I'm hanging out all day because I haven't gotten to do that in a while.
You also have no microphone, so nobody.
The chat doesn't even care about my personal.
What's that, Shane? You're wanting to actually hang out because you haven't got to in a while?
What?
As far as I know, I'm not doing anything.
Oh, my mic!
There. It might help if you have your mic.
It was way over there.
Shane, sometimes in life, you see things going down, and you don't fully process what exactly is going down. So you make an Iceman-level decision.
And that decision gets you shot in half. By the power of the sun.
See Cyclops picking up the hole with one arm. I got this.
Were you wanting a hole in the chest?
He got it. Got it in spades.
Well, I mean, to be fair,
do you kind of know that from the back, not knowing that that's Cyclops, you could also say that could be like Superman because they had, you know, I-beams, bam. I'm just saying.
Like both would be a bad decision by Iceman.
Yeah, Iceman's like, I got ice power. Superman's like, I got ice breath. Mine's probably stronger.
Wouldn't that be fucked up? Superman freezes Iceman in ice breath.
You would think
it would happen.
You would think that it couldn't happen.
No, ice can freeze.
But he's like, this is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Which is ridiculous when you think about it. You can freeze ice.
You can also put ice on fire.
To a higher form of frozen.
I know. Oh, I'm double frozen. I don't have that mutant ability to double freeze.
Iceman rolls up and Superman's like, shh. He's like, yes, this isn't even my final form.
All right, Shane.
Dude, I told you, I've been watching Dragon Ball Super, all right?
Bill hates that show.
I got through season one. I'll do season two.
There's 131 or 36 episodes.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Actually, I did enjoy watching future Trunks.
I'm interested in seeing other Trunks.
Just get over the hair.
I'm in the Tournament of Power.
He dies.
It's not just his hair. That is not future Trunks.
It's not future Trunks. It's
not. Well, no,
it's some alternate universe.
Well, I mean, future Trunks is also an alternate universe.
I realize that, and it's not.
It's another alternate.
Yep.
Is it the...
Because everybody kept saying, the big drive to try to bring me into that, everybody's been saying, well, future Trunks comes back. No, he fucking doesn't.
It's an alternate...
It's not him.
...future Trunks.
Not him.
It's not our future Trunks, it's a different future Trunks that just happened to go through the same kind of hell.
So, Shane...
And a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Because I was going to say, isn't it supposed to be the Trunks that's from the fucking video games or whatever?
No. The Trunks from the video games is future Trunks.
No, because if it was the Time Force guy, he wouldn't have been caught with his pants down like that.
Yep. He would have already taken care of business and it would have
never
happened.
To be fair, I haven't... Okay, I was about to make a bold-faced lie there. I was going to say, I haven't seen a minute of it, but to be fair...
I like...
No, I've seen a couple of minutes, but
I like
it's
Goku
like small
Black.
Clips here and there.
Goku Black is actually real cool.
So, Shane, you're, you're getting a little tired of Kamen Rider. So I'm going to take us back to Sentai.
Listen, I know that I said some stuff in the last episode that probably have them making voodoo dolls and they curse me.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Ronan's already pissed and be like, start the episode!
What's that? Take the entire hour to not talk about the show? Okay.
Okay, I can easily do that.
We used to do that.
Yeah, we used to do that, too.
We did that, and then we're like, guys, we have an episode to do. Oh, do we really?
Well, it's time to go.
Yeah,
sorry.
We did an episode in between episodes that never got recorded.
Yeah, which is why I used to bitch. I'd be like, why aren't we recording this? This could be the what's up.
We had some gold stuff, too.
Oh, God, yes, we did.
So here we go.
around the room.
That's yeah. Bill, that's Seth, that's Scott, that's Nick, that's me. Moving on.
Who's me?
Me is Shane.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay.
Me is I.
So today, Shane.
I am the table.
We're going to check out Kakai Sentai Zenkai Rangers.
Cool. I like when we do these.
The first impressions.
Zenkaiger. Sorry.
We got 16
It's not Zenkai Rangers. It's Zenkai.
So this is the new stuff?
This is the current team that's on...
In Japan.
In Japan.
Yes, yep. They're always
so these are the guys. This is our first impressions. Haven't done one of these in a year.
Yep.
Because we can only do it once a year.
We can only do it once a year?
Well...
Because we're only supposed
well,
to do,
yes, yes,
supposed
because
to do
Japan
first impressions
do,
and then the final
because
one.
Japan doesn't do that shit what we've been doing like with Mega, since Samurai. Well, wait, here's 20 episodes
okay,
of Samurai.
Okay, so people,
here's
people are already
Samurai.
Saying that this is a 45th anniversary season.
Nice!
As opposed to a 46th, 47th, 48th. I'm just saying.
Every five is always a big
okay,
moment.
Every five. Okay, so supposedly these guys have to be cool.
Supposedly.
Oh, let's do
you got
it.
A 45-year anniversary, you put your fucking best hand forward, right?
You would think so.
You would think so, but we have been sorely
you
disappointed
know,
in the
you
past.
Put your fucking right hand in.
Have you seen these guys?
And then you put take your right hand out.
Technically, months ago, we've all seen these cause
and
people
then you
kept
jerk
posting
it all about.
Them
and then you
on
make
the Sentai page.
Oh, I don't remember now.
Yeah.
So this is a first
I don't
impression.
Know. You must be doing that differently, because usually I put my right hand in. And then I ball up my fist, and then I extend my middle finger, and then I wave it all about.
We do the hokey pokey.
No.
And then I do the get the fuck out of my way.
So are you ready? Are
no.
you ready to see these two
Seth,
guys?
Scream like a jackass Seth, about using your blinker.
Seth, you pump your right fist in, you pump your right fist out, and then you repeat it, and then you're doing the lawnmower.
Man.
I don't know. Yeah, He-Man!
Some motherfuckers are so anxious to see these guys. They're on here like, oh,
They're already hey, telling
we
us
are
about
building
the show.
Anticipation! Wait a minute. People telling me to shut up, huh? Hey, Bill, I'm thinking over the next 2 weeks we need to set up mod powers for all the crew so that way we can mute people for 20 minutes.
Huh.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Cool, Transformers.
Well, okay,
yeah,
so...
that's okay. All I'm getting out of this.
So, the original Go Ranger got a new costume.
I see that.
And
that's
came
cool.
up to command a bunch of man-sized Megazords.
They're the GoBots, Bill.
More than meets the eye.
They're not even Transformers. They're GoBots.
I can see the original Megazord kind of in that
I
red
can,
one. Yeah,
I can kind I can of, too. We'll see where this takes us.
I guess for them... That wouldn't be the OG, but for us, it's the OG.
We got people in here saying that they're based on previous previous series robots.
That's right.
So let's see what we can kind of pick out.
I swear to Christ, if I see one specific goddamn robot, the entire series gets a zero.
And
I don't think you're going to see your upside down.
The
wings.
More I'm Good. Sitting here, the more I'm sitting here looking at this
like,
guy.
I see the fucking OG Megazord.
You're,
I see
you're
some
seeing
weird
the big one.
I see fucking weird bumblebee-looking guy.
I can kind of see that. I definitely see that he's taken from the original Go Ranger V.
Right.
I see
and
fucking...
And the fact that he's got the chest armor like he's a fucking...
So what do you think?
Turbo Blue Zord.
So I'm going to ask you this guy.
He
this
also
is...
has he also has shield aspects.
Right, like he's
And
the,
he's got that middle Kiba thing right here. Kind of like Kiba and Dragon.
Yeah. Hey, we don't. Have
yeah,
to
I know.
Dog.
I'm.
He's got the.
I'm the only one that didn't
big,
wear it today because mine was dirty.
He's got the big dumb belt like you wear when you have a big dumb morpher.
Yep.
So we've seen that many times.
It's bad when we've
seen multiple times.
Always end up going. Yep. At the same
it's,
time.
See, I'm turning off the Facebook or the YouTube app so I don't hear the chat giving us details. when we don't need them.
Right. Chat's right there is the problem.
I know.
Right, but
we have,
see, that's also far away and we're all blind.
His boots are kind of reminding me of White Ranger, Gold Ranger type of thing.
Yes, yes. Very right.
I don't know how I feel about the boots being so blued out.
I don't like his colors. I get that they're like, he's all of them. You know what I mean? Like they're trying to kind of showcase he's not White Ranger, he's not Red Ranger, he's not Green Ranger, he's not Yellow Ranger. You get the idea.
Right.
He's trying too hard to be the JAKQ without actually being the JAKQ.
Yeah, he's trying to be the big one.
He's he's like the Chroma Squad equivalent.
He's even got a little cape like they do in Mystic Force.
That's
I do like the cape.
Okay, that's, you know, yeah.
I do like
the cape. I was going to say, the pink up there looks like she's kind of got a cape sash or whatever.
I haven't got to any of them yet.
I think that's supposed to be a wing thing.
I'm hoping that we have independent views of the robot. I haven't even tried yet. I'm just kind of really scoping him.
Right, exactly. And to be fair, there's two things about him that I'm really digging on.
Okay.
One is the fucking Gundam V on the visor. And then I noticed that the eyes
are from Go Rangers.
Right. Yeah. Well, not only are they Go Ranger, but they're also segmented eyes.
Rider.
Yeah, Rider.
Well, I mean, like that automatically loses some points.
I mean, everybody here knows that Rider came out 4 years prior to
Sentai,
so they do.
Yeah, but Sentai does it better.
That one is a preference.
Yeah, that one's debatable because he's right. That is
because you have a fan base that love Kamen Rider
and are like
Sentai.
Yeah, that's kind of the difference between people who grew up with, you know, the Nintendo and the fucking Genesis and being like, well, fucking,
what's
Mario's
that?
The better platformer. What, no fucking Sonic is.
What was that?
You heard me.
You guys know that the
Genesis?
Boom, bitch!
That's just the same picture.
Right.
All right, here's a look at them.
Yeah, the blue Turbo Zord doesn't look good as a tiny human person.
Just for the argument of it, here's the yellow.
Is it a lion? I think it might be a lion.
Somebody said it was Wild Force's yellow.
Damn it. I almost wish you hadn't said that because I was going to feel so
wild
cool.
Wild Force yellow was an eagle.
I was going to feel so cool. I was about to say, I think it's Wild Force, and then I would have showcased my Ranger knowledge.
At the same time, that could be Ninja Storm yellow because he was a lion. But we also,
they're all combinations.
But remember. Remember those? I can't remember. I can't remember their names. The Sentai where they looked like they were just wearing printed T-shirts.
Because
of an animal.
Oh God! I know
that
what
guy
you mean.
Was
yeah,
a,
the
that
Minecraft
guy. That guy was a yellow lion. Could be taken from that as well.
Because the red definitely looks like a T-Rex type of face.
It
on
does
the,
have
on
right.
The, chest.
The head alone is like the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right, the OG one without the cool little flippy thing.
And
on.
Yeah, it's definitely Judanger for the head.
Yes.
But yeah, it's got like the T-Rex's feet and everything.
Well, they all have that. It looks like.
Well,
yeah, I'm kind of noticing the same
T-Rex
feet.
Has the three talons. The one on the cat has the four.
Four. Yeah.
Right.
They have similar feet. With little differences. And then you have this
don't
guy.
Don't worry, Shane. No Minecraft guys in this episode, or in this series, apparently.
This Red Ranger.
Good.
This Mega Red Ranger Zord here. He has a Zaku shield.
Yep.
Oh, he does! He's got the Zaku shoulder shield.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
He has the Zaku shield.
That's kind of neat. I mean, the yellow guy has two Zaku shields, so...
Well, the red one's a 5, the yellow one's a 4.9.
Let's see the other side of the equation.
Well, to be fair, this is first impression, so we're not scoring.
Oh.
Hence, my phone is put away.
For her, I feel Mystic Force.
Very much so.
What did they say? Because they already gave it away.
Yeah, it is Mystic Force.
Did they say that?
No, she just comes off very... that show deals with magic and, like... fantasy characters, like
and
creatures.
And then all the other car things that we've had over the years. Whatever he's supposed to be, he's one of the 7 fucking different
I know,
car guys.
Probably the car turbo.
It's Operation Overdrive.
Yeah.
Honestly, it just reminds me of Blue from Turbo.
He's just a fucking car. If these are based on old mecha of the past, the cars are always the same shit. They're fucking dudes with wheels on their
but
arms.
But he does
They're
have
cars.
But because he is kind of big,
he's got
he has a small feel of the Lightspeed Rescue Train fucking Megazord. You remember how big that motherfucker was?
Okay.
He I'm getting a little bit of a vibe.
I mean,
from that.
Everybody's saying Operation Overdrive, and that's good and fine. Whatever,
no, no,
whatever
it's
he
not.
Claims to be, I'm just saying whatever he claims to be. I really don't give a shit.
He's a car.
He's a fucking car.
Yeah. He's a GoBot.
He's a fucking Transformer, guys. Like if he's just based and inspired from old shit, just like the guy in the middle is not inspired from only one Ranger. I doubt that these are inspired from only one show with 45 years of content. He's fucking car. Just yeah. like so many other cars.
Hey, upside is that takes care of seven or eight different fucking
That's seven
seasons.
Or eight different shows
could be a,
represented
could be a
in one
semi-truck,
guy.
But...
like Optimus?
Maybe.
Well, I mean, he's just... that. But that's what
yeah,
I mean.
But that's all
he's
of
just,
them.
He's just a
we've
car.
We've had fucking race cars and dump yeah. trucks and fucking semis.
He's
and
a car.
Taco truck hands.
He covers yeah. the entirety of all cars
Scooby
that have been in
hands.
Sentai.
Yeah.
He's their tribute.
Right.
I think he looks cool.
Just
still.
Like this guy over here is the tribute to all the dinosaurs that have
and
been
the
in the show
the
so
left.
Far.
And there's all been the a lot.
And this is all the animals that have been
and
in
then
the show.
All the magic
and then this is probably more the magic based humanoid looking figures.
Ones like the people that can
Wait.
Turn into their own.
Yeah, like,
kind of
yeah.
like how the. Kind of like
the ninjas that came to our show
Wait.
But were aliens.
Ninjas? Next,
and they just very much just had people zords.
Well, like
yeah.
you like okay, like what's his name? In fucking Lost Galaxy.
Oh, the asshole.
What's his name? Why can't I remember his name?
Which one?
The guy
with horns. The
oh, the Magna Defender.
Magna yeah. Defender. Yeah. Thank yeah. you. Magna Defender turns big, and then the bull comes around him to make the Zord.
Yeah,
right.
Kind of like how in Mystic Force they turn into their own.
Right.
But to be honest, man, out of so many different shows we've talked about, and we're moving incredibly slow motion to actually get through watching shows.
Why well,
the
we
Mystic
run
Force,
into a problem?
The Mystic Force yeah. designs intrigue me in a way that's made me want to see that.
Look,
me
you
too.
Say that we've ran into a problem. To be fair,
I ran into a problem.
Everybody has.
We took it off Netflix.
Taking it off Netflix means that now everyone in our group, in order to actually review it,
either have to wait
Shame.
For it to go to a different platform, or I have to buy them,
or we have to start buying them.
Or borrowing them.
And I literally, at like,
well, you can't
after
borrow
I pirate them.
You can't borrow them because once we get hardcore about it and we're starting to do like four episodes in a single sitting or five, like kick through 5-5-5 or 10-10-10 or whatever, you're going to have to be able to watch them. But if you borrow them from me, I can't watch them.
True.
Plus, they're only Shame. About like $20 if you buy them.
Right. That's exactly what I did. I went on motherfucking on the internet and I was like, where can I buy these cheap? And I was like, hey. Come to Amazon. I said, what do you got, Amazon? Is like, you can buy these four seasons. We have them all as one complete fucking collection. The ones that you fucking need, like $60. I said, here's money.
But yeah, that's what I see so far with these guys. Are we looking at something else? Bam. Oh, my God.
Those toys are terrible.
They look like McDonald's toys.
Yeah those probably. Are Mickey, probably those are. Those are Mackey D toys.
Let's never buy those toys.
Let's skip this because it hurts.
Oh, my God.
That's
okay.
what he looks like
is that
without...
Untransformed?
Yes.
Oh. I'm presuming.
He's dumpy as shit.
That is awful.
But I can still see the kind of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, he's yeah. got the dino yeah. fin thing going, but his face is
that
terrible.
Is awful.
He looks like a shitty, sad football player from Mutant League.
If they look that kind of bad outside of their main fighting form, that is fucking awful.
Well, let's be real. Look at this series. Just look at this series. $10 says this doesn't even come over here anyway. They've skipped other stuff before.
Yeah, but it's
but remember,
a 45th anniversary.
That the guy
right,
the,
but I thought they also said that they were going to stop taking their footage and we were going to start making Power Rangers as our own shit.
There's been discussion that we're going to start buying costumes and just kind of making our own show
because
off
we
their
can then
material.
Right.
But I still don't know how real that is.
Right.
Until I see them do it, we're still
and
we're
real,
still
man.
Using stock
Unlike
footage.
Right. the old shows where you could clearly tell which one was the stock footage, which one was our footage, now that technology and stuff has gotten better, not just over here but over there, it is a little harder to tell which one's the stock footage and which one's our footage.
Right.
Until you see some of our actors.
You can still see it in certain scenes, and then there's some scenes you're like, was that theirs or ours? I couldn't tell.
Right.
Because it's just getting better and better, you know?
Right. Well, that's because at the same time, we were also going from, like, when we got Judah and Jen turned it into Mighty Morphin, mm-hmm. like Bill has said in the past, because their film technology is like 10 years behind ours.
Metal Man, what?
It was one of those things where it's easy to tell because when it goes to the stock footage, it looks like it was shot in the fucking 80s.
Yes, yes it does.
So it fits alongside like...
That lasted a long time.
Yeah.
Like even in the early 2000s.
Even the shit we're watching now.
Okay, you fucking Predator wannabe.
I was about to say, look at sad Predator.
And it's a good thing we're not rating these guys.
Fireworks.
Actually, we do ratings on first impressions.
Oh, well.
I didn't think we did.
Yeah, we have been.
Well.
Which is the reason we started getting a little irritated, because we've been rating them, and then they were coming back and being like, they added a guy, redo the entire fucking thing. So we've been doing it where we've been rating these seasons as the years come out. We've been rating them twice, because we rate them in our first viewing, and then we rate them at a second viewing.
Because in the second viewing, they might have gotten additional add-ons.
Okay.
Or people just didn't realize that we reviewed them a fucking year and a half ago, and they asked us to do it again, which happened last time.
Yeah, because I could have sworn that the way that it works is first impressions, we were just like, okay, these are these dudes, they look cool, and then we just waited until we got the full thing
and then we've been for real. We've been rating everything.
Hmm.
But first impression ratings are not final.
Because they're subject to change.
Right. Yeah.
Because we don't know. Because they always, you know that most of the time, if it's a team of three, they either add two more Rangers to make a full team of five, or if they, you know, if they start with five Rangers, they're going to add a sixth.
Or right. Sometimes
or
they
seventh,
add
eighth, ninth, tenth, 13
motherfuckers to the team.
Right.
So it's always subject to change. This is just first time seeing them. This is what we're giving them right now. That could change later when we get to see all of it and add all the add-ons and stuff. Well, we're basically waiting for all the DLC.
I don't know.
Right now, I'm not impressed.
I've got one guy that's kind of calling me out, so maybe I'm wrong, but I'm almost 100% positive. In fact, I went back and I rewatched that episode when everybody gave me shit about the Dino Knights. We rated the Dino Knights only to come back and rate them a second fucking time because the first impressions didn't get everything.
Well, to be fair.
So we rated the same guys twice.
I was okay.
We did that.
I was okay with that because I thought they looked really cool.
So I'm not
okay
thinking false thoughts. I know for sure that we did that. I watched the episode.
Okay, but we can make it easy. Ready? We're going to rate these guys, and then when the show's done, we'll rate them again when everything is said and done. Bam, done.
Again, consummate professional knows to silence
the bar.
Hers, oh my God.
Hers I don't hate as much for one reason, Bill. Do you want to know why? I don't mind her because she reminds me of Concession Bot.
Dude, look at this fucking
guy. I know. I don't like the blue guy.
I'm laughing at Elton John Bot.
Yep, Elton John Bot. You can go the fuck away. Fucking Concession Bot 2.0, on the other hand, can stick around.
So guess what? So out of the four we've seen, she's obviously the best looking outside of her battle mode.
Yep.
Easily. The second best person, that's hard.
Second best person would be Elton John Bot.
Okay.
Because he's standing next to Concession Bot 2.0.
Bill, while
no, he's sitting.
While he is...
He's not even standing yet. He's
the thing that helps the girl people that have to wear these big giant costumes like this is that they appear less bulky, and less bulky things are just generally
more appealing.
Yeah, they're more appealing. Like, and you could tell that it's less awkward for her to move around and do things and fight. Like, look at this guy over here that's sitting here. Not just does he look dumpy, but he's just a bunch of fucking boxes, which is less appealing, and you can blatantly tell that, like...
I still prefer him over the red.
Like, if he
had
to, like, reach out or, like, reach up or whatever, like, let that dude try to do a T-pose. Like, they can't move well, and you can see
Elton
that.
John Terminator.
And you can see the level of uncomfortable that it must be to just be in that blue costume, and that reflects on what you see in terms of the design,
maybe.
Which is what marks those bigger guys down often.
Maybe. Well, to be fair, I don't think the blue guy is supposed to be moving too much because the fucking grates on his fucking shoulders and wrists make
it
look like he's supposed
just
to be
him.
A bit lighter.
It's not just him. Look at these guys. The big level of bulky stuff that they have to carry and move around with, and all these
it's a little less bulky on those guys, though. So.
Like, she just, you could tell that she would move better. This arm joint is open, the wrists have more function, like...
Right.
That's just the way that these things are designed. Usually people in big robot costumes, the women have it a little easier because they're slimmer, they're designed that way.
But can you guess who's the muscle of the team?
Well, let's see. Pink is supposed to be the...
agile.
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yellow would be agile. Yes.
Are you sure?
Because yellow's trying to be the motherfucking predator.
Pink is supposed to be elegant.
Right.
Yellow is agile.
And blue is,
the muscle.
No.
Blue's supposed to be smart.
Blue even said he's the smart one.
Well, he has glasses.
Right.
You know, that's fucking cliche.
Except but considering the fact that their leader isn't actually glasses. The red.
The only thing they're missing is the blue and red lenses.
Yep.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
The leader is not the red this time.
No, it's the white.
At least
I
would imagine.
Well, the rainbow. Leader is the rainbow.
Rainbow.
No.
He is the Skittles Ranger. Dude. All right, I love this dude more now. Has he got a fucking paintbrush?
That's a microphone.
Is it?
Is he about to
even better?
Epic robot raps?
I think they're on a talk show thing.
It's probably their press conference.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, it could have even
show.
Been an actual press conference. Yeah, I think he's right. It could very well be when they were introducing all the material.
They did something similar to this, to the Kamen Rider one that they just did, especially
but
for
it would
the
make
50th
sense with your joke, though.
I know.
Elton John.
Bob. I know that you think he looks dumpy. But I have to admit,
I like him
the more I look at him,
too.
He is starting to grow on me a little bit.
Here's their morphing coin things.
So, big belt comes with 8 or 9.
I'm not wearing belts.
I'm not seeing
where
they put
him,
these things
the main
in.
Guy.
Yeah, that's the main dude shit.
Yeah, the main
that's
dude.
That's the main dude's belt.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is that,
okay.
Is that 8? Am I counting that right?
2, 4, 6.
I wonder how the shit that works.
Oh,
does
okay,
he
say so it's 6? I don't know.
He doesn't become them, does he? Because I don't want that.
No, he might shove them into the others.
What if he holds all of their morphers?
I would hate to think that this guy is like one of those writers that just changes form to be them. I really don't want that. But
damn it! Hey, can anybody read Japanese?
Well, I can read 25, 29, and 30. I can read that for you, but...
It says he doesn't become them. That's good.
Good.
Oh, boy.
What the hell is that?
That looks like a...
That's his very sad gun.
It feels like if you hook it up to a hose, it's a fucking water gun.
Whoa.
Oh, are the discs for the weapon? See that little disc thing up at the top?
Yeah.
That was in the last picture. It looks like it's part of the weapon. Okay, that's...
Is that the morpher?
We've had gun morphers before.
Yeah, we've had gun morpher before.
Are they about the fucking Persona this shit?
Says the
are we Persona 3?
It's a gun morpher again.
Oh, God. Do they shoot themselves?
They did that in Dino
they
Charge.
Dino Charge,
they put the crystal in, they spun the fucking chamber, and they fucking fired it in the air, and their fucking
what
dinosaur
that,
came
they fired it in the air. I want to know if they
what
fucking
the fuck
Persona
is with Japan
3
and
this
shoot
shit.
Themselves.
I would love if they did the Invoker.
That comes down to a matter of... Because
Super
literally the way that Japan is designed,
bang.
Your ass is to be at work all day,
okay,
every fucking day.
So look, I have to
ask.
Hold on. Look, I'm very concerned here. In terms of him morphing, whatever. Does he have to morph them? Because if so, they're kind of fucking useless and sad if they don't have control of their own fucking power.
If they get separated?
Because what if they get separated or he, I don't know.
Well,
you know that
there's always an episode where they take one ranger, it's a ranger-centric episode, and they're always separated and they get attacked.
The other
but they're
four
always
people are saying the other four have their own gun.
Cool. Okay, then we're fine.
All right.
And that,
okay. That fixes
now,
that.
Now, back to the
so
fucking
because
I was concerned
because his belt seemed to be holding all the shit, and they didn't seem to have anything.
Right, but I think his holds everything because he gains access to, like...
Because he's an actual human.
Yeah, so I'm thinking he gains access to their type of shit.
We haven't seen him yet. Yeah, I think he's human.
But again, back to the question I was going to have when this originally popped up. Is that supposed to be like a minigun barrel where it fucking spins?
Yeah, it's a Gatling gun. They even said in chat it's a Gatling gun.
How do I come up with what logic? That I see one gun and one guy and the other guys don't seem to have anything on their suit that constitutes morpher? Where I blatantly seen his belt and he has what I refer to as... Power coins? You can call them gears, I don't give a fuck. They're fucking circular discs that grant power. That's what I seen.
What? Why'd you
the you Pink do the... Ranger in this series, her first morph, she almost blew her own head off.
They shoot themselves in the face like Persona! Yes! This makes me happy.
Hmm. Can anybody?
These are old Rangers.
Yes.
Okay.
So he maybe gets Ranger powers?
Each season is labeled with a number.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he, almost like Gokaiger, that belt carries a bunch of Morpher-esque coin gear things. And then he can utilize their old power sets.
I think he can only be the extra Rangers.
Ooh,
from those series.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Wait.
Gold 35. Brokest power ever.
Oh, I know where he's from.
Which one's 35?
He's Captain Marvelous. I become anybody any fucking way.
The silver
guy.
Is the numbers off?
Yeah, if he's...
He was the silver guy.
I don't know, but if
that
that's true,
sense,
if he's...
That's a piratey
his,
logo.
His symbol, yeah. If you remember, Captain Marvelous and them had the skull and crossbone type thing. The Silver Ranger had a different emblem.
Right.
And I think
so
that that's
the sixth.
I think he can be the sixth.
Well, but even so, that's still the
broken shit ever. 01 right here is the regular Red Ranger.
Because they didn't have an extra Ranger.
The original gold.
So I'm not sure how these work necessarily.
Like down here, number 21, that's obviously from In Space. That could be the Silver Ranger. It could be the Red Ranger. It could really be anybody because their costumes are very similar.
Very similar.
Yes.
Look, I get that you guys are trying so hard to answer questions, but the whole point is for it to be a first impression, not a...
Yeah, this
not
isn't
give
for
us all
us
the
to
detail.
Know shit. This is for us to look at it and critique.
I mean, if you would like, we could sit here pleasantly and quietly, and I will read the chat, and you could just explain the show to me. I'm fine with that. I'm literally fine.
And then
you guys
can
run the show.
And then we'll take 5 years to actually get to this again.
No. I'll know everything about it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Off in podcast land, they're going to be like, why is there 30 or 40 minutes of nothing but silence?
It's just sure,
like, man, this
chat.
Is our best episode ever. We had so much knowledge gained. Oh, wait.
But I didn't say shit.
Not for the poor people in podcast land.
But, yeah, it would be a weird podcast to post.
But, this is apparently showing off what each...
Just Nancy Grace all of us, Shane.
Number 30 is Operation Overdrive. 25 is Wild Force.
The yellow is
16
Wild Force.
Is Mighty Morphin. Is that 29?
Yeah.
Mystic Force. Middle guy is obviously the guy who turns them to all of them.
Right.
So the pink is Mystic Force. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, she's very... You blatantly come from that series.
Right, because she's that as well as... Because when I saw the wings, I was trying to place it. She's, Cute Angel.
Go ahead and go to the next one. Yeah, I don't care about these guys.
And then that's all the
morphs. We've already seen them morph into their higher forms.
Oh, wait, actually.
Oh, that's slightly.
Yeah,
okay.
It at least shows, like.
Does the
what
pink have, like, a shield?
Of.
We're seeing some weapon things, too. Like,
can
the
you,
yellow guy
is,
here.
Are you
has,
able to scroll? Okay, thank
the
you.
Yellow guy
that's
here has Wolverine claws.
That is
right,
that's the Wild Force Megazord.
Right.
Yep. Which
is based off that.
Mighty
Morphin. And I was
which we already fucking called.
Mighty Morphin. Let's go back. Now let's go up here.
Is that Mystic Force?
You're supposed to be?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's hard to fucking tell.
Okay, I'm going to be real with you.
And honestly,
if there's a
Mystic
green...
Force was like ages ago for the robots, and I don't remember.
Yeah, the robots was like 2 fucking years ago. Well, 2+ years ago.
I guess that's Operation Overdrive. I don't fucking know. It's a car. Nobody gives a shit.
Ooh, that series sucks.
Okay, so look. Weapons is a Wolverine-esque claws.
Sword and shield.
Sword and shield. We expected that.
Big tower shield.
As far as I could tell, she just has these side shields.
Yeah, it's a big tower shield.
No, that's connected to her shoulder blade.
Okay, then it's a big pauldron.
Because it's on the other one, too.
But it also looks like she can stab with it.
It's a big pauldron tower shield.
Yeah. Ugh!
I guess that would kind of make her sad. She just defends
and kind of, and in a way, it kind of looks like it could spin. Like
she
a
probably
drill?
Does bougie magic, Bill. She is based off of
they
Mystic.
They said she's psychic.
Yeah.
Looks and like an axe-like
he's
thing.
Got a I'm really guessing. Sad, dumpy pickaxe.
Pickaxe, yeah.
It's not even an axe, it's a pickaxe. It?
They
no,
said it's a spell
that's
staff.
A Minecraft axe.
Yeah, that's... That, which,
they said
no,
it's a
that's
spell
a Minecraft
staff.
Pickaxe.
Well,
because you can
yes.
make an axe in
oh,
yes,
right. I know.
Oh,
I've played the fucking
oh!
years.
Two of them can combine.
I spoke because tired.
Nope.
Can two of them combine?
Shut up, Bill. Yes, it looks like two of them form
so yellow and red.
Better one.
So yellow and red, that's their that's their normal form, battle form.
Go ahead and
animal
zoom in.
Form, and then like ultra
just
mega super.
Start with the top. So that's guy who is.
Yeah, that's random guy who's blacked out.
Yep, because they don't want to reveal
he's
who
been
it
redacted.
Actually is.
Read at the top. Redacted. It's confidential.
Yep, redacted.
Yep, redacted.
Scroll down. Now we got their first level forms.
What?
And
they
then,
don't look like that.
No, they look menacing.
No, this is the concept art. Yeah, and then go down to the next one. That's somehow like their vehicle forms.
So that way then
you're sad. You're a truck.
But then they become epic looking people.
Which tells me this is going to be another, hey, you fuse with me. Okay, now you fuse with me because
yeah,
this isn't working.
But at least it'll be
that's
different.
Four people that can fuse into three combinations.
Right.
Each, so that's not that bad.
Wait. Superhero
for
landing.
Now.
Superhero landing.
Yeah, for now.
That's rough on the knees. Sorry, dropped some Deadpool there.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I can't help but agree with the chat on this one.
What's up?
It was like fucking awesome tiger, Tyrannosaurus, wicked dragon bird, dump truck.
Okay,
well, a dump
wrong.
Truck with
let's
guns.
Let's be real. The blue guy, he grew on me outside of
wait,
battle
Bill,
form.
Zoom back in on the dump truck looking thing. Let me take a look. That's like a really depressing Humvee for the military.
Everybody's like, yeah. Guys, look, I'm a dragon. I'm a fucking dinosaur. Dude, I'm this awesome lion.
Oh, shit.
We're getting Adam back. We're getting Adam back. He's going to be the dump truck.
Oh, God. No, we can't, because if Adam's coming back to be the fucking dump truck...
He has to be the dick.
It's got to be the dick.
And it doesn't
so
look,
far,
one of
it
the
doesn't
look,
look
like
way.
They get a Megazord.
It looks like they fucking Two-Face, where you
one,
get this
one,
half and you get that
one
half.
Of the greatest rangers of all time
I mean,
always
it
gets
did,
dicked.
No, it no, did, the half-and-half formations did work well in that one Kamen Rider. I will give one bit of praise to Kamen Rider.
It's true.
It's the only praise
guys,
they will get.
You guys just sit here and dog Kamen Rider.
Look,
so
maybe if
hard.
It was more interesting...
First off, what kind of fandom show has no goddamn conflict? We're creating it.
It's true.
Kamen Rider.
True.
Kamen Rider.
Every other fandom seems to have those people
like
who come in and shit
Star
all
Wars.
Over it, but
you
they're fans
the prequels,
of it.
You got the original, and you got the sequels.
So was that all
and
this
Star
interest?
Trek, you got the TOS, the TNG, the fucking Voyager, the Enterprise, and the Discovery.
Deep Space Nine.
Shut up, Shane!
It has the word Star and Trek in it. And it is tied
we
in.
We don't talk about that shitty one.
According to Bill,
oh, I so fucking
four through
Deep
seven
Space
is
Nine.
Amazing. Amazing.
I don't like
fuck
DS9.
Yes, it is.
I still haven't gone back to try to watch it again.
Halfway through,
I can't bring myself
halfway
to.
Through season three, that show picks up and then never fucking lets go for the rest of the fucking time.
Well,
it
just has
runs.
A slow start. It has a slow,
a
boring,
very slow start.
As opposed to TNG, remember episode two, most of season one.
I still enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Go
enjoy
was
episode,
that an episode
two.
Where there was just a lot of talking.
Go enjoy episode two.
You look, all right.
That.
Do you remember how much
so
I
was
hated
that every
Enterprise?
One of the pictures?
I'm presuming as much
because the only episode I saw was Shuttle Pod One,
which was a fantastic episode.
A fantastic
but if that's
episode.
The first episode you
then
ever see, it is the worst episode ever.
You had to have all
those were the pictures. We had 16.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's all we had. Okay. I mean,
that's,
shit.
That's
this is a nice, easy episode.
I am curious about this season.
Okay.
You might want to talk into your mic. You have it, like, out here, Shane. Your voice doesn't project like mine.
So, it's like,
you don't have to eat the fucking thing.
I'll have to deep-throat it. I know you need practice for later, but...
Dang.
Pro.
I know you are.
Amanda has
that's
taught
from
him well.
Oh, so you cup the ball. Okay, got it.
Oh, my God.
I learned this from our show here.
Scoop and pinch, right?
Sorry, I saw something that told me this is how we do it.
That's just how we do it. Ah!
All right.
God damn it.
I am all curious right. about this show, this season. I actually am. I don't hate the design completely. Like, I don't like the blue guy. I like him outside. Not this form.
Yeah, his civilian form is better than his morph
form. It grew on me.
Form.
I love his glasses. It grew on me.
Right. Elton John bot. Elton John Terminator
this
bot.
This right here, I do like the red. I really do.
Well, of course.
That's because that's Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, we're all have a predisposition for the nostalgia.
But his outside of this form sucks.
I didn't like it. The yellow guy, I like his form here. His predator form
is fine. It's pretty. It's decent.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Pink, I'm fine with her this form, and I love her fucking first form.
Her automorph form is the best.
She's actually
she is Concession Bot 2.0.
But I think if I had a favorite right now, just
the blue guy. I'm gonna say I'm not a huge fan of the blue guy, but that's not the blue guy's fault.
It's
because of what he is about the cars thing.
There's nothing. Okay. There's nothing.
So should we do like favorite and least favorite of like both the forms or just in general?
This is just it's a first impression. I think we should give our opinions on each. Because we don't really judge.
I tell you, at first glance, this dude in the middle here did nothing for me.
He grew on me
the
too.
The longer I'm sitting here with this dude,
he grew on me.
This dude's pretty fucking sweet.
Yes.
Do you want to know what he kind of reminds me of a little bit? He is like a rainbow colored Great Saiyan man.
Protect me.
I can see it.
He's standing
Guardian of the city.
No, he's standing there doing his pose, and I'm just really just waiting for him to be like champion of justice. He who does not tolerate evil.
I am the Great Sailman.
Say it right.
He got titty slapped.
Why? I hate the Great Sailman.
I fucking love Gohan as the Great Sailman.
Yeah. Mystic Gohan beat his own ass.
I mean, he does go back to Mystic, so.
Yeah.
But Mystic is just a fan term.
No, actually. Yeah. No, that's actually a form now.
Nope. Dude. Bringing back the joke, Bill.
Yep. Super. It's not. Nope. Now it's not a joke anymore. It's
an actual form that is different from Super Saiyan that he is pursuing.
It's just somebody in the fandom that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about now. Now that guy, every time he makes that joke, every time you go to that YouTube channel, you're like, yes, it is. That's what it's fucking called, you dumbass.
God, get with the program. How old is this video?
Yep.
It's 15 years old. Okay, I guess it makes sense. They kind of retconned that.
You made this video when there was no more Dragon Ball Z shows and stuff? Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Give it the program.
Who's your favorite? I'm torn.
I love the yellow for the
Scott sounds
elegant
like he don't like any of these guys.
No, I'm kind of stretched between three of them.
Which one?
All right, I'm going to assume the dude in the middle, the pink, and the red?
No, first, the previous blue form.
The unmorph.
Yeah, the unmorph blue. You like
this
Elton
red
John Terminator bot?
This red I like.
Okay,
and the dude in the mill.
You don't like any form of pink?
It's nice, but
it's not his favorite. But he doesn't hate it.
See, the thing is, I really like her in this form because she's kind of got that Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Magician Girl hat.
In a way,
it's got the little bends on the sides, mm-hmm. and it's kind of pointed, but it's going back. I kind of like that.
Not going to lie, I wish this was a recorded episode so like we could actually go back and edit in so you could get the grinding of my neck as I slow turn to look at you to be like, that's what she's supposed to be, is the magical girl.
I know what she is. It's just I like the hat. A lot of
I summon
a lot
Dark
of them
Magician.
Just, a lot of them either just do the pointed hat.
Ooh, I figured
or
it out.
The weird derpy witch hat.
I know. Right. I know who the blue is. I figured it out. It's me. Hear me out. So when they were all gathering,
I mean, you
together,
were pretty dumpy.
When they were all getting together, and they're like, "These are your powers, you animals." And he's like, "Yeah, you dinosaurs. I feel it. You magic
everywhere."
She's like, "Sweet. We're missing this guy. He overslept. He was late. So when he got there, he's like, who do I get? Cars.
Here's a car.
His car's left. Yeah. You get the dump truck.
My car broke down. And yep.
that's why you got the power of car.
So he was late, so he couldn't be anything else.
Yep.
That's me, because I was late. I'm always late.
He's a frog.
Oh.
And then he doesn't even get an actual good write-off. The woman's just like, well, yeah, because you get a kiss. And she's like, and moves on. And he should have literally been like, whoa, wait.
Am I a prince?
I was about to say, do I turn into a prince now?
Did he become a prince later?
Sad frog cock is what.
Sad fucking minivan.
Just dicked on
And then Adam. They were like, hey, you want to go back to being cool? Yeah, here's your Mighty Morphin. I'm cool.
No, they were like, all right, man, we're going to step this shit up. You finally ready to get something real? And he's like, yeah, thank God. And they're like, Taurus, you could be a fucking mighty Taurus.
Yeah,
and
I forgot that he could get that.
Yes! And then they were like, let's form the Zord. And he's like, really? This again? I'm the fucking Taurus dick?
You know what would be funny?
If
it was like the 2017 movie where they were individually in their own section... And Adam's like, where the hell am I at?
Where the hell am I at?
Why? God, is that his crotch?
Man, I'm seeing stuff from a lower level, but I'm still above the bit.
Son of a bitch.
He's
like, wait, am I the leg? Because I'm low. No, I'm still too high to be the leg.
He'd be like, look down, be like, no, there's those two.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Son of a bitch!
Oh, shit.
You guys, when when you guys write me back into the show, I better get something cool. Here's Mighty Morphin.
Dude, I would laugh my fucking ass off if they did another season and they somehow got him to come back to be the mentor ranger of that season.
And he still ended up being the cod
piece. If he ended up getting the fucking dick piece again, that would be it. It would cement it for the rest. It would just have no escaping.
My second favorite ranger.
After we made that joke, do you remember one of the people in the community actually went to a convention and asked him that?
Yep.
And he was like, oh.
Yeah, from what they said, they said that he told them, I never even thought about that.
Why was I the midsection? Why was I down here? Why was I the groin?
All the time.
Right.
Even in one of his coolest all-time fucking badass fucking forms, which to my opinion was the lion.
What?
He ended up acting as the armor, but his face protected.
I'm pretty sure that was him.
Even when he was the lion, when he was one of my coolest fucking guys ever, I loved the lion. He was the armor, the breastplate, the literal champion that held it all together, the shoulder pads. He was fucking awesome, and then his face protected the dick.
Yep.
Well, the thing is, he got dicked over so much that it trained him to become the greatest sidekick in history.
And I don't think he was the dick in Turbo, but he was a minivan, so he got dicked anyway.
He was a minivan, so he got dicked anyway.
Everyone else is like zipping past the fucking mock
speed.
He's like, guys,
60.
Guys, I'm sorry. I gotta pick the kids up from soccer practice.
In Zio, he looked like one of those old fucking hamburger boxes, the old styrofoam hamburger boxes, and his mech was all super slow in the water. Even though he was built for the water.
When the show is called Turbo and everybody's turboing and Adam's like at a brisk 60.
He hits the fucking turbo button. He goes up to 70. He's like, oh, man, I'm on the interstate.
Wow, now I'm at the speed limit. This is some turbo shit.
Right.
I love Adam. I really do. Second favorite ranger. But I did not like where he was placed on the Megazord.
Fair enough. Although I still think that if he were to come back as the mentor and he were to be placed as the dick, he literally needs to go to the writers and be like, can I just add a joke here and literally make fun of it and be like, why am I always the crotch? And just like walk, like just be done with it.
He just jumps out of the Megazord and he's like, you guys got this. Power down, I'm going home.
So what are you feeling off these guys? This is what we know so far.
Well, from what I know,
hits and misses.
I like that they are taking inspiration from everything that's come before them since it's an anniversary.
Okay.
But instead of like giving them just multicolored costumes like the guy in the middle, they went a little different.
Right.
Why don't we give you guys all the combinations of the Zords that came before you? interesting concept, except for the blue guy.
Yeah, he got fucked.
But
it's just that cars are cars.
Yeah.
Like, they don't stand
you can't really
out.
Do
all,
they don't seem all mystical.
The fucking, all the car mechs that we've ever seen in the show pretty much look the same.
They don't seem.
In fact, the best car mech that we've seen in the history of all car mechs is probably in the Turbo Rangers.
What, the fucking rollout move? Jesus.
It was super fucking broken.
Yes, it was.
And it probably looked better than most of
Do
the other
car
mechs.
You know what they should have done instead of cars? They should have gave us a train.
And its special move kills
Trains.
The users as well as the enemy.
There wasn't that many train mechs,
it doesn't matter. You only need the one.
But
the train dick.
But
the rail cannon.
Boom!
Cock beam!
But I like the concept behind this. I really do. And they actually, at first I thought they all looked retarded. Then the longer the episode went, the more they grew on me.
Right.
Now I actually like how they look.
It's hot in here.
So, are we still rating it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give this, so far, no, I mean, they also said this is a funny show. So,
which means we'll probably not get it then.
Yeah, we don't get funny. Yeah. We get
no. We take
we get some good stuff. We get sad shit.
Sometimes we take their comedies and we rewrite them to be serious, and that's what hurts us.
Right.
That's the reason Turbo ended up the way it did, is because it was meant to be a type of satire of
but
Rangers before it.
Certain series like Time Force, the drama was good. It played into the plot. It worked. Even when they brought him back to life, I understand why it worked.
Right.
They explained it. Maybe not in super detail, but they gave an explanation. I'm going to give this a 4 for right now. Because I do like the concept. All these guys grew on me and how they look. Their first forms are what brought it down, because I don't like how the red looks.
At all.
He's my favorite
when he's here
in this, but he is my least favorite in the first form, because she's my favorite. Then it's the blue guy. Love the fucking glasses.
Elton John Terminator bot.
My things on the first forms, I would have to go pink, yellow, blue, red.
Mine is pink, blue, yellow, red.
On these forms, I would have to go red.
Mine's red, pink, yellow, blue.
Yeah,
I'm not counting the middle guy. I just
and the middle guy, to me, he's the best fucking thing here. And I don't know if it's just because he's humanoid and robots are always bulky and funny because they never look like they move right because they're guys in suits.
It's because he's the pride great
Saiyan
man.
But, like, I tend to see, I don't know, the more I look at him, the more I can point out things that
I can see what Rangers he's inspired by.
And it's very interesting to see that original helmet come back and everything.
Oh, my God,
Yeah.
Except for the pink one. Man, her eyes were so terrifying.
So, Shane, what's the score?
I give it a 4.
Oh, yeah, you got a 4.
I give it a 4. I like him so
Scott,
far.
Scott, you want to go up next?
I'm going to wait.
Okay. Who wants to go next? Seth?
See, here's my conundrum, is I'm half debating abstaining from actually giving a score, only because, again, we are going to come back and look at these guys later on after they've added, like, a 6th and a 7th and an 8th and a 12th and a 37th fucking Ranger.
Actually, they might go up to 45 because
right.
It's a 45th anniversary.
Well, but at the same time, it could also just be a matter of, oh, I found a new fucking power gear, and now I could transform into this fucking group of Rangers. Or I can fucking do
oh,
this.
Oh, look, I can turn
thing.
Into a Kamen Rider now.
Right.
That like, will automatically get this series a 0.
Jeez, such a hater.
But, I mean, like I said, it's one of those things
drama.
Where, because this is a first impression, it's always hard to tell where it's going to fucking go. Now, if this were the team and they're not going to get any new powers, which, spoiler alert, that's not going to fucking happen. Never in the history of Rangers has that fucking happened where it's like, here's the team, they don't get anything else cool.
Except a new guy, maybe, but...
Right.
Like, yeah, but that's like, something new and cool, maybe.
Right. They either get a new guy,
or
they
or
get a new mech,
shitty.
Or they get a new power, or they get a new weapon, or they get a new fucking something, which is going to end up making everybody go, oh my God, do you see this? I got to jerk my dick even harder because this is new. Like, that's the fucking fandom. That's what this is. It's a giant fucking toy commercial.
Well, yeah.
So they have to have new shit to make you go out and buy the new fucking shit because of that fear of missing out bullshit that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. You don't need a brand new fucking iPhone, but if you don't get the brand new iPhone, it's not going to fucking look as good when you're fucking jerking off to porn. So, like...
You need crystal clear 4K clarity to fucking jerk it.
Sometimes I don't need fucking crystal clear 4K.
They go back to your scramble porn, you fucking primitive being! You uncultured swine!
You give me shit all the time. I can give it right back.
I know, but I was gonna say, there's times in porno you don't need fucking 4K.
I know. No, I can see everything.
Sometimes you can satisfy the urge at 480. It's fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want that 4K crystal
there's
clarity.
There's times where I don't want to see the fucking razor burn where she shaved off her bush and it looks like fucking herpes. Look at that.
What the
fuck? That shit.
Demonetized.
Why do we make money?
Bill. We're not monetized to begin with.
That's why I can say the shit I do.
Plus, on top of that, as long as we go for like the first 4 to 5 minutes, we're good.
Man, no, you're not. You'd get we get the yellow dollar sign off of this one. You'd make like fucking 4 cents for every 1,000 views, maybe.
Gosh. Yeah. To be fair, well, okay,
it's like half a penny.
Get the yellow dollar sign. You're fucked. You're not making revenue.
Yeah.
They're also thinking
about
changing
that shit. We don't make revenue anyway, so what's new?
We basically just do it for fun.
Right. Well, to be fair, they're also thinking about changing that bullshit so that way then they can advertise to other shit like fucking cigarettes and alcohol and condoms.
I'll answer that question, Ronan, with one fucking word, Seth.
It's true.
It's true.
It's that easy.
It's true.
If you just let Seth go, there's no telling.
I got 5 hours of sleep because you and I did a live stream, Ronan.
There's no telling.
I'm fucking tired. I'm going to end up in a ditch on the way home because I'm already passing out as I'm talking. I love you, buddy.
You breathe.
But either way,
breathing will help not passing out.
It's true. No, cigarettes will keep me awake enough to not pass out and end in a ditch.
No,
actually, I'm
breathing
sure
will keep the oxygen going so your brain doesn't shut off.
Pretty
true.
Sure if we shouted that word, it would not go well for us. Even not monetized, I don't think that's
wait,
something.
Wait. Are you ready? Are you ready for the N-word, Bill, being shouted?
No!
There's the N-word.
Is that the word you're talking
true
about? Or
no,
is
no,
it,
no,
is
no.
Is it fuck,
no,
cunt,
it's,
shit,
it's,
piss,
it's this,
dick?
It's this N-word.
What is it?
No!
What the fuck?
Nerds.
Either way, again, like I said, I'm half debating abstaining from scoring.
Just score.
But to be fair with the way that these guys look, for right now, only because I know that there's going to be other shit coming, and I know it's going to be a fuck ton cooler, for right now, these guys, for me, get a 3.5. Only because I know there's going to be another dude and another power and a new fucking weapon and the fucking pink's going to get bigger tits and the fucking leader guy's
holy
fucking
shit! Magic
all
up
of a sudden get a giant fucking boot so he can shove it up your ass as he kicks the living shit out of you like fucking
robot
Rick Foreman
tits!
Like, they're going to fucking screw with this. That's what I'm saying. They're going to change
everything.
What,
is there like an episode where she loses control over magic and she's like, guys, what happened? Something happened.
She gets the Madonna syndrome.
And then fucking Elton
fucking
John's
traffic
like
cones.
Elton John's adjusting his glasses over like, there.
Maybe I'm not into the red dude.
I'm
wow
just saying, they're going to change everything and it's going to
not
look
like
way
he's
going to
watch this
different
and call me out.
3.5.
All right.
Although that would be cool
Scott
if you did one.
Oh,
who's up next?
Okay.
Scott's like, I'm ready now.
3.3.
All right. Well,
you let me ramble long enough, people will come up with answers.
I was either thinking 3.3 or launch the Genesis.
I mean, we can launch a Genesis, but
it's true.
But since
that's
it's not the final
difference.
That
yeah.
Yeah, that's a hell of a jump. That's
exactly.
A,
that's something that
that's average to unfucking believable.
Right.
Well, the thing that really killed it for me is the
was
fucking
my
gun.
I don't know. Gun Morpher, where they shoot themselves in the head, sounds kind of cool. It's Persona 3.
Especially a minigun that they have to shoot themselves. Yeah.
Well, look, If absolutely nothing changes, we won't have to come back and do this again.
It's true. But that we know
happen.
Better.
That won't happen because it always, every time we do one of these impressions, more shit shows up and we end up redoing the episode. Happens yep. every time. Has happened for like 4 years now.
Yep.
So I'm going to give it a 4 like you did, Shane.
Yep.
And I'm going to expect that that will change here in, I don't know, a year.
All I know is that these guys, I'm already telling you right now, these guys can't get a 5. Because
right.
of the things I don't like.
Yep.
But it can get a 4.5.
Yeah.
Or even a 4.8.
So, let's see. So, first impressions for right now, this team is a 3.86. We'll
okay.
see how it goes
cool.
a year from
that's
now.
Solid.
Nope, cool, that's fine.
Yeah,
let's
that's
go
so
ahead,
solid.
Let's go ahead and end the episode. I didn't get a...
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.